Welcome back. I'm Dan Item. Memorial Day, of course, right around the corner, and today the American Legion is calling on the nation to include treatment of veterans' families as a top priority to make America greater. With us today to talk all about it, we're so pleased to have him, the American Legion National Commander Charles Schmidt. And Charles, certainly, again, appreciate your time. And before we kind of get into it, talk about the American Legion in general and your role for veterans across the U.S.
Well, good morning again, Dan, and thank you for having us this morning. And it's a great opportunity for us to talk about the largest veterans organization, that of the American Legion. Dan, I am so honored and humbled to be the national commander of 2.2 million American Legion members, veterans who have served this country during wartime. As you know, we're chartered by Congress in 1919 as a wartime veterans organization. And since that time, the American Legion has been serving veterans and their families and still serving America, really. We have some outstanding youth programs. We advocate for veterans. We're out in the communities, in the schools, teaching flag etiquette. And as you mentioned, as we're coming up on Memorial Day, we honor and never forget those who have served through ceremonies and placing flags on the gravestones and so forth. And we have an initiative going on now, Dan, is on May 26th, a National Poppy Day, to remember and honor those who have served. So we've been around for 98 years now, and we're working toward our 100th year. And, of course, unfortunately, as long as there's men and women serving our country around the globe, there will always be a need for the American Legion family. And Dan, when I speak of the American Legion family, I'm including the American Legion Auxiliary, the largest women's patriotic organization in the world, and also the Sons of the American Legion, which are male descendants of a veteran, and that son has not served but still wants to be involved with veterans and also serve in honor of a mother or father who was a veteran in the past. So we got a great organization, and of course our membership is always open to those who have served during a wartime periods designated by Congress.
Of course, Commander, you mentioned your organization nearly 100 years, a century old, and talk next, if you would, about why the American Legion is still important today.
Well, Dan, I think it's important, and I'm sure many people agree that, you know, a grateful nation needs to show their gratitude, express their gratitude for those who have defended the freedoms and the democracy of our country, which is kind of our way of life, and also we've been called upon our country to assist other countries in helping achieve freedom and democracy. But as a result of that, it takes men and women, military members, to do that. And they are sent in harm's way at the call of our country. And that grateful nation that we call our country needs to not forget their services and certainly their sacrifices. We believe that sometimes we have to remind a grateful nation to raise the awareness of how those that have served our country are being treated, and we'll continue to do that. And that's what we've been doing ever since. And that's what the World War One boys, the Doughboys, if you will, did at the end of World War One, to raise awareness. And, of course, there was no government program to take care of them, so they formed the American Legion. And in 8 short months in 1919, from March to November, they recruited over 700,000 doughboys to form the American Legion and started over 5,000 posts across the United States just to continue to raise the awareness and keep the awareness going of taking care of those who have served. And that's today we're 2.2 million members and over 13,000 posts, Dan.
Again, today, so pleased to have him, the National Commander of the American Legion, Charles Schmidt. And Charles, next, obviously so many important issues that face veterans today, and one that we hear over and over, I know, about is post-traumatic stress disorder. Next, if you would, talk about why that is such a big issue, why it remains such a big issue, and what the Legion is doing to help veterans with PTSD.
Well, PTSD and TBI, as you know, we've been in Iraq and Afghanistan for a while, and those injuries are the signature injuries of these current conflicts. Of course, PTSD was kind of a signature injury of Vietnam, and I think if you go back even back to World War One. PTSD was probably prevalent, but it was known as shell shock back in those days.
Right.
But
sure.
The current conflicts that the American Legion, or the America rather, is involved in, it's a different conflict, and as a result of the way that conflict is going, we see more TBI and PTSD as a result of that. And a grateful nation needs to take care of those that are suffering from those illnesses, and the American Legion is concerned about that. We have a committee that studies with various organizations and researchers trying to find another way to treat those injuries other than opioids, some alternative methods, and we're going to continue to do that. And that remains one of our priorities as we go.
Another area, Commander, I wanted to discuss with you. I understand, a continuing process with the reforming the VA healthcare system, and certainly, like I say, a continuing process, something that you folks are always in tune to and talk about. I'm sure that's part of your Make America Greater initiative.
Well, it is. It's to take care of veterans, and we have a vested interest in the VA. We helped start those World War One vets, those doughboys, in the early 1920s, to get the Veterans Bureau, as it was known then, in motion to take care of their buddies, and of course the VA has been doing that ever since, and. Over the years, because of other conflicts that have evolved since World War One, there's always increased demand on the VA. And now today, the VA is one of the largest healthcare systems in the United States. And it's the older veterans from previous conflicts that's used that. And now, as a result of Iraq and Afghanistan and Panama, Grenada, Somalia, Lebanon, there's another group, another era of veterans that are using the VA. And so the VA is being tasked more today. A large system as the VA, and of course, they do have some imperfections. And we're going to work with the VA as we have over the years, as friends do. Friends are honest with friends, and if something isn't working, we're going to share that with them, as we did in 2014. Over the years, we've overcome improved the quality of health care, and of late, it's been a concern, and I think it's getting better, of the accessibility to health care. And, of course, we got a new VA secretary, Dr. David Shulkin. We've met with him twice, and he's got some priorities that he wants to work and improve the VA. He wants to make the VA even better, and so more veterans will want to come to the VA. And I think what we found out, Dan, in our dealings with the VA and our assessments, that veterans, even though they may have to wait a extra week or two to get an appointment, they still want to use the VA. But we have a system worth saving in the American Legion, where we travel to about 10 to 12 VA facilities a year. Our team, we do our own independent review of a healthcare facility, independent of the VA Inspector General. and we sit down and discuss with a hospital staff, get a better understanding of what they're doing, and also we talk to veterans who are in those lobbies or coming out of those appointments of the type of treatment they get. We review the staffing, if the facility is properly staffed. And of course, it's difficult to have staffers, healthcare providers, particularly in the mental health area. We also look at the facilities and, as I said, the service that the veteran's receiving. So we believe it's a system worth saving, and our position is not to privatize, as there was some talk in the past about privatizing the VA, but we believe it's a system worth saving because it has been taking care of veterans ever since the 1920s, and what better healthcare system knows about veterans, about their service-related, service-connected injuries, wounds, amputations, and so forth, than the VA healthcare system.
Again, all your information for the American Legion at legion.org, O-R-G, of course, with Memorial Day coming up, a great way to honor our nation's veterans. Talking today, National Commander of the American Legion, Charles Schmidt. And Commander Schmidt, we very much appreciate your time today.
Well, Dan, we appreciate our visit with you this morning, and thank you for what you do for veterans and our country as well.
Have a great day, sir. Thank you.
And you too.